But what's the real power behind owning your own shadow element? What's really possible?
First of all, it's taking your own consciousness. And whenever you turned that consciousness into a shadow component, whenever you disowned it, whenever you repressed it, whenever you alienated it, it's almost as if you literally subtracted that consciousness from yourself. And then when you project it, you're putting it out there. I sometimes use it's kind of a gimmicky, but it's like you're born with $100 worth of consciousness in your being. And let's say at level one, at the oral stage, you get an oral fixation. And maybe $5 of your $100 gets stuck as an oral shadow, oral subpersonality. So now you move into the second stage with $95. And maybe you lose another $5 there. So now you've moved into red, you've got $90. $10 is running around, ready to be projected, or running around in the unconscious, sending up symptoms, causing psychosomatic illnesses, doing God knows what. And so now here you are with your $90, and then you get into amber, and that's a traditional religious thing. Maybe that's a complete disaster, and you lose, 15 units there. So now you're down to 75 units, and then you get, maybe you make it to orange, then you get to green and lose another 10. So now you're down to 65 units. Maybe it takes 70 units of consciousness to make the monumental leap of meaning to second tier. You've only got 65. You're not going to make it. Because all this other stuff is wandering around down there in the basement, or projected out there into heroes and demons, that is your consciousness, your energy, parts of your greatness. And it's just not there for you. It's just flat out gone because you have sealed it off. You've denied it's yours. You've pushed it from first to second to third person. It's gone from I to it. And it's wandering around out there without any way to help you or help you move forward or give you strength or courage or add up to your greatness.